If I have to ask you if you're in line, you're standing somewhere dumb. Hey, are you in line? Oh, we already ordered. Okay, then why are you by the register? You looking at fruit cups? Get out. Jack, it went like a month without touching yourself.
Yeah.
Did you feel any better? Did you feel more alpha? You did?
Yeah, I felt more alpha, more aggro. I wanted to get stuff done. Really? It's a better way to live.
But when was the last time you met a successful Mormon?
Never have.
Yeah, but I
never nutted up. They ain't never nut. I'm kidding, know, obviously, but.
I know, but I think there's other things involved in them not being successful.
But what about Bryce Harper, right? Like, your favorite Mormon. And
yeah, that is
true. He's Mormon?
Bryce Harper, yeah.
And wow. No, he's not.
He doesn't.
Well, I mean, he's married and has kids now.
Oh,
I think that's the thing about this whole not coming thing is you don't come while you build your life, and then you're like, okay, now you sign a $350 million contract to play for the Philadelphia Phillies, and then you get to come.
Is he suffering the sign a big contract, now I suck?
No, he's Hall of Famer.
Really?
He's still
good. I don't know anything about sports, and even I know him. He's hot.
Well, I mean, I know him, and I know he's hot, but I don't never watch him play. I have no idea.
He's special.
There was actually an NBA player. They found out he was Mormon in the interview process, and he dropped down to the second round.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Damn. For real?
Yeah. Kyle Flipkowski on Duke.
I think I heard that name.
Is this recent?
Yeah, they found out. Well, they also found out that he's like dating his cousin who's like 27.
Oh, that's what this was. Well, this one was a weird one. The girl got in trouble because...
Yeah, that's why I saw this. Yeah.
The girl was like 28 and he was like 20. And
right.
They were pretty much saying that she was like, yes, my little NBA player. I don't know, allegedly. I don't know.
But imagine like...
Yeah, that's the same thing. I mean, you see every fucking draft, you see the dude and then his hot girlfriend that's like, hell yeah. And then 3 minutes later, he's like, who the fuck are you, bitch? You know what I mean? Like, that's just, it is funny. You're like, hell yeah. You're like, do you think I'm going to, I think everyone, listen, I know it happens that they do stay together and it's a beautiful story, yada, yada, yada. Chances are, no.
Well, he's they stay together, but there's a...
an agreement.
Yeah, you know.
I'd be fine with that. If I was dating Caitlin Clarkson or whatever,
Caitlin Clark.
And I was ain't shit, and I was just working at like wherever the fuck I was working, like an ice cream shop. And she was like, listen, I'm gonna pay for everything, but I'm gonna go catch some cock on the side when I'm in fucking, you know, Sacramento playing the Sacramento Queens, whatever.
not bad. Not bad.
That's a great name.
The King of the Queens? Why do they not have
it? Yeah, why don't they?
We are speaking of Sacramento and WNBA. Zach put on some WNBA at the Airbnb. Dude, there's some nice ladies in there. I forget who it was. I don't know. They either played for Indianapolis where Caitlin plays or Phoenix. I forget which one, but two nice ladies on there. I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
And then I went to her Instagram page and like I was like, oh, okay. And they're like doing their walkouts, like the like NBA shit. And I was like, God, hold up. Yeah. I would be a little fanboy inside. You go, honey.
I would love to do that. I would love to do that.
What? Be a WNBA husband?
Just be a little, like,
dude,
a fanboy.
That's a really funny idea for, like, a sitcom. And WNBA husbands. Because didn't they have NBA wives?
Yeah, they had.
Well, only basketball wives.
Basketball wives.
Dude,
yeah.
Somebody write this down.
Basketball
WNBA
guys.
Husbands is so funny.
It's really funny. That's a funny sketch.
That's what I'm saying.
The only problem is most of the film is going to be the guy having to work two jobs to... help take care of the household.
I mean, there's, like, he's not even joking.
No, they don't get paid enough. That's what I'm saying.
How much do they get paid?
Like,
dog, UPS drivers walk in that bitch like, y'all ain't shit.
Like, okay,
seriously. Well, there's a dog. Oh, bro, I watched, how much? 100K?
Like 100K.
But here's the thing they're not playing 100% of the year. So they're getting paid $100K for like 4 months or 5 months.
Well, they get brand deals and endorsements. I was watching. Whoa, I watched Big TV Guy over the weekend. Oh, I watched a lot of TV over the weekend. I watched Love on the Spectrum. It honestly is like so wholesome. Have you seen it?
Yeah, man.
It's like...
I tried to talk about it like 9 months ago and you didn't see it, so we didn't really go anywhere. It's the best.
Well,
you cried.
Yeah, it's
I
like,
cried.
I, like,
first
I,
episode, weeping.
It's so good.
I'm yelling at the screen. Like any time that the date's not working and I'm like rooting for one of them, fuck that person.
Dude, there was one guy, he showed up. This is season one of the Australian version.
Yeah.
There was a guy, he showed up 30 minutes late, and then at the end of the date was like, oh, it's not, like, I'm this ain't it. This isn't working for me. I was like, how are you going to be late and then cut things off? Like, and the girl's wholesome. I was like, I immediately saw the guy. I was like, man, fuck him.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm yelling at the screen.
Yeah.
And then when it works, bro, I'm weeping. There was this one. Who's my favorite guy? Can you bring up the cast?
I like Kelvin, I believe his name. Kelvin's great. Michael's kind of a.
Oh, hold on. Maybe
you
I'm not watching
the same season.
I don't think. You know what's Australia? Funny? I don't think I'm not watching the Australian one. What I'm watching season one of the American one.
Ah.
I don't understand these fucking. Hello. I don't understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've never watched it.
It's, here, I can pull up. Well, this is the American one, I think, right?
Yeah, that's American my boy one. Right there, dude. Which hold one? On, my favorite. Knock that
bottom
guy.
Row,
that guy's cool.
Bottom row gets a lot of publicity. I see him around.
Where's
a lot.
Where's he at?
And then I'll show you the Australia
can
one.
Can we keep going, please?
Yeah.
Where's my boy at? Where's he at? There he is. There he is. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Where the this cursor one? Is right now. That's my fucking boy.
He looks
what's
great.
His name?
I don't know, but it looks like he's. That's a couple that's still together.
Oh.
Tanner Smith.
Oh my God, he's the most wholesome dude. Can you play like? Have you? You haven't seen this?
I haven't seen that one.
Dude, can you please play anything from Tanner? He's literally. He makes me cry. He's so like. He is the personification of wholesome.
Yo, yeah.
Like, dude, it's like, oh, he crushes it.
Watching them go on the dates, it honestly makes me like. It feels like every date you overhear in Los Angeles. Their conversations.
Yeah.
It's just like very, like, so, tennis balls? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, all right. That's what I feel on every date I've ever been on in this damn town.
Yeah, look, listen.
Been bullied before?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, so I was bullied just one time. I was crying because I was upset by it.
I love him.
Have you ever punched someone? Sometimes when you got mad?
Yeah.
That's okay. It happens sometimes, like when we're little. Okay, here comes our burgers.
There was this one guy on the Australian one.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my favorite drink is a sex on the beach. And he just crushes a cocktail and then just starts building this like massive Lego Ferris wheel. I was like, dude, that guy's living the dream.
That's the life.
That is the life.
Did you play Legos when you were a kid?
Yeah, I chewed on a lot of them. But I did play. Yeah. I had a giant, under my bed, I would like, there's a giant like drawer I'd pull out and there's Legos galore.
Oh, so cool. When was the last time you put a Lego thing together?
20 years ago.
I need to do it again. I get the itch sometimes.
You get the itch just to build a thing?
Oh, yeah. I get the itch, like, yeah, but not like IKEA shit. Like, I want to build, like, a Lego castle.
Oh, you can.
I know. I always forget, though. Puzzles are not fun.
No.
Puzzles?
Just so you can look at it and be like, man, we did it.
Hell yeah. Then my girl and I did a puzzle, and she got addicted. I was in there for 3 minutes.
Addicted? Literally. Addicted to puzzles?
Bro, I'm telling you, she should be on this show.
What the hell?
How many pieces are we talking?
1,000.
Whoa.
She was in, like, every time I would find her, she's at the fucking table doing the puzzle.
Wait, and this was just so, like, you and her?
Yeah.
That's interesting. And did she finish it?
Yeah, she finished it. She had to.
Wow.
I tapped out. I was like, I don't even
There's no good position to build a puzzle. You're either on the ground, hunched over, and your knees are getting fucked up, or you're hunched over on a table and your back hurts. And then you do a standing desk one. It looks like shit.
Not theory. Yeah, I guess, what's your puzzle theory? Like, how do you...
Find the outside first and then work in.
Great. You?
I don't do them.
That's the...
I like the idea, you know, sometimes, like, my family will set one up at a vacation. I'm like, that's cool that you guys are doing it. I like to sit around a table while other people are building a puzzle.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Give little hints. Like, oh, hey, how about this one? You know, I'd like to be a little helper.
Okay.
You know?
I honestly feel really dumb when I do a puzzle because everybody else is, like, going a lot faster than me. And then, like, I hold up two pieces that fit and I'm like... Guys, look, I found two pieces. And they're like, very good, Trevor. Now put it down.
You know what pisses me off is when I finally find one and it doesn't fit and I just convince myself that it fucking fits.
Oh, I force them.
And it doesn't.
I gaslight the two pieces. I'm like, y'all are fitting. And they're like, this is two different angles.
How do they do that, by the way? How the fuck do they cut a puzzle? Because no piece will fit into another piece. The whole 1,000, what?
This is my guess. It's like a press. Like they have it all cut out, like just one giant photo, and then there's like a press that goes. Ding.
Yeah, but how do they make that press?
Metal.
It just any way you cut it up, it'll fit together.
No, I understand that, but hear me out. All right, I'm trying to work this through. Maybe I'm a fucking idiot.
You should work for MythBusters.
Okay. So a puzzle piece, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. It has a
giant puzzle piece.
Whatever it has a puzzle piece, right? It has a little corner.
Yeah.
Just imagine. So this little corner, right? Yeah. That little corner doesn't fit anywhere else but the one fucking piece.
I see what you're saying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Well, I feel like they just like digitally design a square and then they just do a bunch of loops and holes and connect it. And then it just prints out and cuts right down.
But no other little piece fits into there? Like, mathematically, every single piece is different. It has to be. That's fucking crazy.
So they,
how do they make puzzles before AI came out?
There might be some that fit each other, but the colorings
are just
different.
No, but they don't, though.
Look at this shit. Look at this shit.
Oh, so it is like a very, it's a pretty complicated thing. You're right. It does take a lot of.
No, they got a machine. There's not some fucking dude with a sledgehammer.
But he is doing what Michael said, because they do have to make sure that like this piece can only fit in one place.
One piece, it only fits, and if it's 1,500 pieces, that's insane.
So it looked like they said this here, that the toolmakers use about 400 man hours to create the master puzzle.
Wow.
But then you would think you could just reuse that same one over and over again for different puzzles.
I know,
right?
But if you're a puzzle guy, you're gonna be like, oh, this is the same puzzle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
When I go to Airbnbs, I like to take a puzzle piece so they can never finish it.
I mean, that's the funniest thing. That's so fucking, that's, damn, that's fucked up.
Is anyone else surprised that they're shipping this many puzzles?
Dude, I think puzzles are a big business. Let's do a stiff socks puzzle.
I'm out.
We can create them, yeah.
We can. Dude, puzzles are massive business. Massive.
Isn't that crazy? You just throw a random photo on it, and they're like, hey, here y'all go.
Isn't it insane that someone wakes up, and they go, cool, I'm the puzzle master?
Like, literally. Somebody's a millionaire off puzzles.
Billions!
Somebody's getting top after completing a puzzle.
100%. Dude, if the hottest girl in the world said, finish a 1,000-piece puzzle, and when you do, you get hit. How fast do you think you can finish the puzzle?
I'm popping 5 Vyvanse and staring at that bitch. Yeah, I'd finish. I do think it's a cute activity, but after a while, I'm like, my knees hurt. I can't find
anything.
Well,
that's what happened.
And then you got assholes out there like Jack who are like, they're just throwing pieces away.
Yeah. Dude, my girl was so much better at the puzzle than me, and I was like, fuck this.
Oh, that's what happened, yeah.
I'm such a little kid. I am a little kid. Mm-hmm. I get so like, well, then I fucking hate this. What?
BetterHelp.com.
100%.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. Last time I did it, it was with a lady, and I just couldn't. She was cranking out so many more, and I'm like, this fucking sucks.
Fuck this.
Stupid.
Where's my skateboard? I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
TrevorWallsComedy.com. Portland, Oregon. There's one show left out of 6 to be sold out. Brr. Let's freaking go, dude. That is going to be a blast of a weekend. That's my last kind of West Coast date. I don't know if that's West Coast. Sure, why not? For a minute. Then we got Lexington, Kentucky, August 15th through the 17th. Moving and Grooving, selling. Nashville, Tennessee, August 29th through August 31st. Almost sold out. Tampa, Florida, September 20th through the 22nd. Selling. Tempe, Arizona, October 11th through October 13th. Tempe, Arizona. That is TrevorWallaceComedy.com. And if you'd like to see my lovely, hot, sexy girlfriend, psych, my co-host, Michael Blaustein, where can they see you?
I am your girlfriend. Michael Blaustein, August 2nd, I'll be in Palm Springs. August 9th, makeup date, New York City. August 23rd, I'll be in Gary, Indiana. August 24th, Richmond, Virginia. New date, I'll be at the National Theater. Go get tickets. September 6th through the 7th, I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky. And then starts the UK Ireland tour. September 18th, I'll be in Glasgow. September 19th, I'll be in Dublin. September 20th, I'll be in London. September 21st, Belfast sold out, so we had another one. And September 22nd, I'll be in Manchester. September 22nd. 7th to 29th, I'll be in Miami. October 11th to the 13th, I'll be in Irvine. And there's so many more dates on my freaking calendar. So go to blogcomedy.com. That was blogcomedy.com. On to the show.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
I think women love puzzles. I think that's like a known fact.
Well, because
they
don't
like puzzles because they like fixer-up men. They want to fix it. They want to make it a thing.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Do you think you're a fixer-upper? Like, was there a lot of work to be done? Like, do you think women or your girlfriend specifically looked at you and was like, there's a couple lights on the dashboard. We'll get through this.
Not now. But yeah, in the back of the day, for sure.
Oh,
for
yeah.
For sure. But, like, it's interesting because, like, then you look at your partner and go, bitch, you got lights on, too. You got a check engine light. Your oil's all fucked up.
There's still another dude in the car.
Yeah, 100%. Your axle's all fucked up. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
for sure.
Everybody just shows up with a couple of scratches, dings, and bruises.
Isn't that funny?
We start a podcast. That's so funny that everybody just shows up just like a little, like, and the longer you live and the longer you date, the more like dings you have. But if you and I get married, we stay with those dings, maybe, and we add dings to each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like, if you're dating, like the Golden Bachelor, dude, bro's 70 dating. He probably has fucking oysters on his dick. Like if you were dating.
He has barnacles fucking
everywhere.
That's
the word I was looking for.
Yeah, I got you. That's why I'm here.
But, you know, I feel like when you're dating in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, there's just more and more dings.
Yeah. Dude, when you're 22,
pretty.
Just
Yeah.
Pretty pristine.
Maybe one rim scratched.
But like you're pristine, but you're also, your engine is fucking trash. You're like a Ferrari, but you have the engine of a Razor scooter.
Okay.
That makes sense? You don't know anything.
Right. So you're a prototype.
Yeah. You got to pick.
Yeah. 30s are like, oh, this is a good car.
It's a good car. I mean,
some of the windows don't roll down.
But like, do you need all the windows to roll down?
No, not at all.
And then you go, where'd this fucking cock come from?
And then you get into it at 40, and you know, every once in a while, it just goes out on you. 6 years, a little finicky.
It is interesting. When you start dating later on in your life, you try to get in the driver's seat, and it's set to someone else's seat position, and you go, why don't my feet touch the accelerator? Yeah.
Whose kids are in the back yelling?
Who the fuck is in this car?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very valid.
And he's a big person.
If you knew when your last erection was going to be, like, what would you do with that last erection?
I'd shove it into a refrigerator.
Anything inside the refrigerator or just in the fridge door?
Just in a fridge door.
Okay.
I mean, I'd find a woman and slap it in there. I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but like, what's more valuable? You know, like, it's like your last day on earth. Are you spending it with yourself reflecting, or are you spending it with the people you love?
I didn't know if it was, I thought it was my last erection.
It is, but like, that's how I treat it.
Yeah.
Like, my last day with a dick, that's pretty much my last day as a human. Then you're just out here dickless. What is the point of life at that point?
I mean, there is no point. Like, dude, that's why fucking Blue Chew exists. Go ahead, say it.
No, but I'm saying like,
socks, but like, that's what exists. Because once a dude has no erections anymore, it's like he's like 3 months away from fucking driving his car off the Golden Gate Bridge.
He's a car with no engine.
Yeah.
I mean, just sits there and looks nice.
Just
coughs every once in a while.
Yeah, no tires, no engine. But it's here's the thing. It does have an engine, but no tires. Where's it going? You can still think. You can still put together a puzzle.
Oh,
but you're not fucking.
That's why women love puzzles, because they don't get erections.
What the fuck?
All right.
See where I'm going with that?
I saw this today. Nick Cannon insured his balls for $10 million.
This has got to be a hoax.
I don't know.
You think his balls were $10 million? He didn't even fucking have $10
million. Nick Cannon?
I don't know.
Yeah. He might have 10 million kids, but he definitely has 10 million in the bank. The boy is fucking loaded.
And this is Nick Cannon's quote about why he insured his balls for $10 million. He said, I had to insure my most valuable assets because you hear about all these different celebrities insuring their legs. So I was like, hey, well, I got to insure my most valuable body part.
Where do you do? How does that work?
I've never hated someone. I hate this person. I'll say it. What are you talking about? How do you insure your balls?
You call Flo from Progressive and you go, I want to get a quote.
No, it doesn't get a dent. You know what I mean? You don't like accidentally back it into a Volvo. Like, what?
I don't know either.
I don't even understand this.
I don't know if that's real or not, but $10 million for, I don't know what my dick would go for, but it would be in the triple digits.
Mm. Really?
Triple digits. Yeah, $327.
Oh, triple digits. Yeah. Mine too.
Yeah, there's no commas after.
Right.
I don't know, man. Well, sometimes I'll just be looking at my dick and I'm like, make up your mind. Are we big today or are we small today? What are we doing?
I know.
You look down and you're like, oh, all right.
There's sometimes
put me in the carpool lane.
There's sometimes when I look down when it's not hard, that's when I'm like almost the most proud of myself. When I look down, it's got a good hang day. And I'm like, hey, yo, it must be July. It must be a little hot outside because I got a good hang day. Mm-hmm. Take my fucking underwear off. So let me show somebody.
Yeah.
Greta.
how about this? The most valuable athlete body parts of all time.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Well, like, what? So what is it? Like, what realm? It would be like it's, LeBron's forearm or some shit?
Yeah. Oh, I got one, maybe.
Yeah, it can be all
John Elway's arm? Right arm.
Yeah.
It's
so got to
be someone's right arm.
Quarterback. Like, Tiger Woods' cock.
Who?
Tiger Woods' cock.
I mean, dude, yes.
Yeah.
They're all recent.
Oh, they're all recent?
Relatively recent, yeah.
Okay. Fuck. Give me a sport.
Soccer. So the top three are soccer.
Messi's right leg.
Yes, that's Messi's really legs.
Messi's legs?
Yeah. How much is he worth?
There's $750 million on his legs.
So what does that mean? So if he, what?
Euros.
What does that mean, real stuff? So if he's on like rollerblades and he fucks his MCL up, he gets $740 million?
I think it would be more like under contract. So it would have to happen in game.
Those are insured, or that's just like what they're saying,
this
like
is
how
insured.
Much is made. Holy shit.
Bro, I mean, the insurance per month on that, the premium is insane.
Who reps legs, though? I do leg insurance. All right.
Yeah, who underwrites that?
Allstate? What else we got?
We got Takuri Kabayashi. Kabayashi?
I don't know. Those
are
$100,000 on his stomach. Well, I think he's the hot dog guy.
Oh, because Kobayashi?
Yes.
I love that beef.
We have Toronto Ultra, $4 million on their fingers.
Who's Toronto Ultra?
It's a video game, Call of Duty team. Each of their fingers
their
is insured
fingers
to $1 million.
Dude, imagine fingering somebody with that. You go, this is a $4 million finger,
you're
shoddy.
Welcome.
This
wow.
is the caviar of fingering.
Yeah, but I think you have to be safe because if they break, you're done.
Well, if they break, I think there's a bigger issue at stake here. What is going on? What are you fingering at? Fishing well?
And then can you guess the
is
tennis
there such
player?
Thing? I'm bombing today.
How about the tennis player? It's a girl tennis player.
Venus Williams.
Yes, her wrists. $15 million.
When she's giving a hand job, you better be careful.
What do you think is your most valuable body part?
My
jokes
head.
Aside.
Oh, all jokes aside?
Your head game.
Oh, body part? I mean, probably my voice. If we're not joking.
Oh, yeah.
Probably my voice. So, like, if true. I lose, it's over. I remember when I was sitting with the fucking voice speech therapist woman, and she was like, hey, man, we need to get this under control because you won't be able to do your job ever. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh, fuck. She's right. If I can't talk, my job is done. Mm-hmm. No stand-up, no fucking, no pot. Like, it's over. Yeah. Isn't that insane? You wake up, laryngitis, cool, can't do your job.
Well, yeah, think about that. Think about how much you talk for your job, and you do, I mean, now you probably do, but you, beforehand, zero, like, quote, stretching, I guess, like vocal
none.
Warm-ups.
Yeah.
You just raw dog an hour of yelling at a crowd.
It's insane.
And most nights, 2 hours.
Most nights, 2 hours, and you got to do a meet and greet. Dude, it was, like, when I was full tour, it was insane how much I was talking. She told me that the amount I was talking, I have to drink 100 ounces of water a day. 100 ounces. I don't even know how fucking much that is.
That's
how many
ounces
are in a gallon?
Let's find out.
All right.
And so what, it just lubes up the body?
Dude, because when you talk.
I thought you were about to say tea.
No, well, here's another thing. What is it?
128 fluid ounces in a gallon.
So like a gallon. Oh. A gallon of water.
That's actually less dramatic than I thought.
Sir,
just tell me to drink somewhat of a gallon.
A gallon of water is insane.
A day?
So much
no.
water.
No.
Sir.
I
how much water do you think you drink a day?
4 water bottles, 5 water bottles.
I would guess way under that.
No.
Really?
I love water.
Oh, water's great.
I have two glasses in the morning and then a little riff in the between. Dude, if I do shows, I'm throwing back water.
That's also true. I guess I do drink
I like
more
3
than
waters
I think
a
night. I do.
I take one to the club.
Yeah.
I drink one at the club.
Yeah.
And then, well, I'd say about 4 to 5.
Yeah, I would say about 5 water bottles.
Yeah.
But that's not even close to a gallon. Not even close.
I see what you're saying.
Drinking a gallon of water is so much goddamn water. But what she said is when you talk, you omit, project, what are the fuck word? I guess project. Project, like moisture. So you're losing water when you talk. Which now makes so much sense, but I didn't think about that.
Mm.
As I am talking, I am losing water. What? Give it back.
Give it back. Well, that makes sense, because sometimes you talk, you just feel like you see a spit pop out.
That is true. Dude, when people fucking spit talk, get the fuck, what is wrong with you? What is wrong
what
with you?
What age do you hit where your words just get wet?
68.
Where somebody is, a waiter's on your side at Cat's Deli in New York, and he's like, hey, did you want the stop?
Yeah, you hit me with pastrami, Leroy.
Goddamn.
Michael, stiff socks.
Goddamn.
Some people talk to you too close as well.
Dude, the close.
You know how cars have that sound when you get too close to a curb? It's like beep, 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 beep.
Yep.
I want that with people. When somebody's like, hey, do you mind if I beep, 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 beep?
The beep, 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 I have come to terms with, I will literally, I have a friend who's a close talker. Or close talker and close stander of me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I put my hand on his chest and I take a one giant step back and I go, stay. You there.
And what does he say?
And he knows I've done it to him before, so it's fine. But he will inevitably, in 10 more minutes of talking, end up next to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle, I'm a big space person. I don't believe in space, but I'm a big.
Space on Earth.
Space on Earth. Give me space.
Yeah.
I don't, what is in line? Back the fuck up. Anyone else?
It's funny, we all just riff. It's like you're the closest you'll ever be to somebody at a store is in line. Throughout the whole aisle, you're bopping around buying shit. Then you're in line. Man, why are you feeling so close?
Back up, dude. There's so much space. I don't like it. I your hot breath's on my fucking back.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about going into a place where it is people are already gathered and they're not, there's no line formed, but there's clearly some kind of an order of people that have been standing there for different amounts of time. And
anxiety,
you have to figure it
shut
out.
It down.
I hate it so
and
much.
And then you gotta be like, are you guys in line? I hate when I have to even ask you. If I have to ask you if you're in line, you're standing somewhere dumb. Hey, are you in line? Oh, we already ordered. Okay, then why are you by the register? You looking at fruit cups? Get out.
You know what I hate? When people stand in coffee shops by like the make the coffee station, fucking move. You are in front of the trash. You are in front of the napkins. And let me say this. You know you are. You fucking know you are. Move yourself.
Spatial awareness.
Move your ugly kid. Move your fucking husband. You guys about to get a divorce because you guys are fighting over a parking spot for no fucking reason. It happened 2 hours ago. Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Move.
Yeah. Every time I leave my house, I go, no.
Yeah.
I went to Target yesterday, and okay. I think we've yelled at this before, but everything is fucking locked up these days.
Yeah.
Everything is behind plexiglass.
Yeah.
And there's never an employee near it. And you're like, why do I want to?
Yeah.
I got to find a person to be like, could you put that? But,
I don't want a Butterfinger this bad. I'm leaving.
Yeah, well, I was buying lotion, and not the one for my dick, but even worse, I'm buying like cosmetic shit. I just want to buy some fucking serum because I want decent skin. But what I hate is now when they unlock it, the person just stands there. Now there's a shot clock. And you feel like they're wasting your time.
Oh, shit.
Because,
you're right.
You know, like,
I want to, let me peruse.
Let me look. Give me the keys,
give me,
bitch.
Yeah, I was just going to say, give me the keys.
Why is everything locked up? And also the buying experience.
Felons.
Good. Let them steal.
Me too. That's
I would rather a buffer security guard with a Glock 19. I don't know if that's a real one. Glock 9 up front. Be like, hey, don't steal that. Like, then lock it up. Because now we have a security guard and the shit locked up.
Don't you think it's cheaper? You think it's cheaper if you just hire a security guard and one security guard stands in every aisle with a gun out.
Pick like your Neutrogena and leave.
The gun out needs to happen. Just one security guard, gun out. Just sitting there.
Yeah.
Well, I keep cutting you off. Do you know what happened? Do you remember what grocery stores used to be like during the pandemic? Motherfuckers
glocked out at a Rite Aid. What are they stealing? Fucking Thrifty's ice cream? Who gives a shit?
I know. But that's why they're going out of business.
But the buying experience is so much. It's so not only is everything locked up, it's now because in my head, and maybe you do this too, I don't know. Anything that's locked up, I go, well, I guess I'm not getting that. And
correct.
Then I look for that same product that's not locked up. Because they had a row of, like, lotion skin shit, and then right below it was the not locked up. And I go, all right, I guess I'll just get this random one down here.
Can you imagine being the lotion that's not locked up? You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm a not valuable person.
I didn't make the club. I'm outside of the club. Let me in. But then again, if I'm behind the plexiglass, it's like immediately, oh, I got to get somebody?
Hamster? Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm that company. I'm like, bro, put me out there. Even if people are stealing, word of mouth, it'll get out there.
I know, dude. The whole thing is just weird in there. Any friction in any store, goodbye.
Dude.
Goodbye.
I'm trying to buy AirPods at Target, and I go to the lady and go, do you have AirPods? And she goes, let me check. And instead of looking where the AirPods would be, she pulls it up on her phone. I'm like, it's all backwards now. She's looking at inventory online. She goes, we don't have it. Do you want me to look up another Target? No.
Yeah, I don't need it. Also, you know what's crazy is what they're looking on their phone, we can look on our phone. There's a Target app or whatever the fuck.
I think we're forgetting the fact that it was in front of her. Like it literally says like AirPods. But now it's also like, I get confused too because a lot of times it's like a plaque. You like take an AirPod, like you buy a piece of like plastic.
Paper.
Yeah, that's like AirPods. And then where do you pick those up?
I don't know.
Let people steal. I think it should be, what's it called when people, Darwinism? Like, let people steal. If they go to jail, they go to jail. But why do I have to take a fucking plastic placard? What, you have holes to poke in my flaw?
No.
Go ahead. Let people steal. Why? It's so awkward. I'm buying AirPods, but everybody thinks I'm buying like a Chili's gift card. It's the same fucking material.
I hear you.
But now I'm like discouraged. I'm like, where do I go? I buy this, and then I wait in another line, and then that guy gives me the real box. And but sometimes it's annoying buying, like, you know, when you go to a Target, what are you laughing at? You go to a Target, I'm sick of this podcast. You buy a fucking solo pod, stiff sock, but you buy like AirPods and they're like, oh, we'll bring you up here. You're like, but I'm not done shopping. But then you like buy the AirPods in the middle of the store. Yeah.
Let me wait in line.
Yeah.
Stop.
You think I'm not trustworthy?
Stop changing the rules.
That's what it is.
I don't like people steal
if they're down to pay the consequence.
Yeah. Gun.
That's what I'm saying.
Every aisle, security guard, gun out.
What about, you know, the Amazon had the face tracking one where you put all your stuff in the cart? Yep. What if they just had that, but instead of just cameras, it's cameras with guns?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I'm a little nervous for that. What if I accidentally ring up the Granny Smith apples as Honeycrisp?
Don't do that. Gun. Don't do it. Gun. Dude, do you understand that if people in the world made mistakes and any mistake you made in the world, you got shot in the head? Dude, life would be awesome. There'd be no traffic.
Dude, imagine being a waiter. You're like, no cheese on this. And then they bring it out. They're like, oh, no.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm fine with this.
Enchiladas have cheese on it.
I'm fine with this. I would have been dead at 11, but who gives a shit? What's the age? What's the age when it starts, the guns?
That's true. 25.
Whoa.
We should start a podcast. Me and you start a podcast. Solopod. What's it called now? Michael Blass and Solopod.
Michael Blass and Solopod? Yeah. Literally Michael Blass and Solopod.
I hate it.
What about Michael Blass on featuring comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
1 foot, two fish, three fish, three. I'm cooked today.
No, you're not.
25, though.
What?
25.
25!
Because 25. That's when they say the brain's done developing, right?
Yeah, the frontal cortex is done.
Isn't that crazy? You up to a 24-year-old, like, you don't know shit.
Yeah. How do you have good head when your head ain't even done? You ever got real good? Remember when you were, like, 22, you got crazy head from 18? You're like, God damn! Where's your ex-boyfriend? Let me talk to him and congratulate him, because you've done a good job.
Yeah. God, that is so interesting. If anything sexual that you receive from somebody else, they're just giving you like a report.
Yeah.
You are literally getting like Kelly Blue Book head.
Yeah, you are. You done had.
Like, you should have like no follow up questions.
Cause she played with other coaches. She played on other teams. Yeah. And she had other. And then, dude, that, you know what I mean?
It's like MJ, we went to the Wizards. You're like, we're just phoning in this couple years.
100%. But like, I wanna call the coach and be like, man, dude, congrats. But you know what pisses me off? Is when I put in all this work, you know, I'm like, we had a good training sesh. You know, I download some stuff. She downloads some stuff on me.
And then
all of a sudden, you know, during the pandemic, whatever.
Team.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, you know, we fucking float out. But all of a sudden, she takes the moves that she learned from me, and now she's doing it to another guy?
Yeah, but
that guy needs
to
call me and say thank you.
But what moves are you giving her that she's applying to somebody else?
What do you mean?
Like, where you showed her how to thrust?
No, but I'm just saying, like, certain head techniques, certain stuff, you know what I mean?
Okay,
slower,
like,
faster, put your hand here, you know what I mean? Certain moves.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel that. Yeah, this is a crazy thing.
I can't wait.
But I think when, I don't know how to articulate this.
Go ahead, give it to me.
But I think most of the time when you meet somebody and they're like, oh, you're like the third or fourth person I've ever
been with. No, I'm not. Show me the Carfax.
Right. But the brain wants to be like, oh, wholesome, hell yeah. I don't, give me somebody who.
Give me a whore. Just say it. Give me a fucking down and dirty, live in a fucking rat cave whore.
Not a, okay, but like a whore is a crazy word to say, but like somebody who's.
Experienced.
Yes.
Yeah.
They got a few Pro Bowls under their belt. Yeah.
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 Show me a 4-star general.
Yes. Because the fun part is, you're like, oh my God, you've only been with three guys. You're wholesome. You're my wife. And then you get in the bedroom and you're like, man, I wish there was a few guys before me.
100%. Phil. Yeah, fucking basketball team before this.
Even your hand job's got teeth. It was a long buildup. What is it? 30 minutes in, I get a crack.
Fuck. Holy
give
fuck,
me
that's funny.
I'll write it down. But give me like...
Oh my God, bro.
Write that down. Even your hand job's got teeth. Oh,
I'm lightheaded. Holy shit, that's funny.
God, even your hand jobs have teeth.
Oh, don't you ever look back at your phone and you go, what the hell does this mean? I look back at my phone. What did I find? I was literally... Well, this sounds horrible. I was driving here looking through my phone, working on this fucking bit, and I just like... You ever... I don't know if you do this, but I like sometimes I just do a full scroll back just to see what I was like writing in fucking like 9 months ago to be like, did I forget anything?
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I saw this, I can't even fuck, it doesn't matter, but I found this one line. I was like, wow, this is so funny. But it was just like in my phone. I was no context. I go, I guess, I don't know where to put this, but it's funny. So I have a fear that in like 6 months you're gonna look back and be like, "Wow, any of your hand jobs got teeth." I have no idea.
Yeah, it's just finding where that joke is.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be somewhere.
Yeah, socks 50. But yeah, I hear you. I'm obviously exaggerating with the whore thing, but yeah, I mean, like I think it's weird when dudes are like, "Oh man, I want my girl to have one body count." You're like, "What for? What?"
Yeah.
Like for why? To like make you think that you're the only one? Let me tell you a secret. Well, once you get past 22, you ain't the only one. You ever heard of high school? I mean, just getting pounded out in the back of the fucking school bus in front of everyone.
My only thing that where I see on that, they're like, "Oh, body count's only one." It's like, that's totally fine.
Yeah,
but I hope the dude that she's with, I hope his body count in the 500s. That way Mr. Indy 500 can show her 500 of experience and be like, "This is where we're," you know?
Yeah. I want her to be with Eric Spoelstra before she gets on my team.
I don't know.
He's
who
a
that
really
is.
Good coach. Yeah. That's okay.
With Jack's not listening.
So yeah.
Yeah, I understood.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. I understood.
Holy, he's a crazy shit. Audience member.
Wow. Holy shit. But you know, I would pay, no way. I would pay to watch.
Go ahead.
Two people have sex the first time. Like two more. Like I keep referencing Mormons. I gotta stop. I gotta leave them out of this. They didn't do anything wrong. But
yeah, they did. They believe in some fucking book that was written by a 14-year-old. The fuck are you talking
really
about?
Really written by a 14-year-old?
Yeah.
Redfish, bluefish. Hey, don't drink soda.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. Funny again. It's insane. It's really insane. This motherfucker literally could barely speak English. He can't even, when he's coloring, he goes outside of the lines. And you're like, "Oh, I'll believe this guy."
Was anybody in here when they lost their virginity, did they also lose it to a virgin?
No.
No. That doesn't happen.
It could.
This girl sucked my cock. She was fucking coached by Eric Spoelstra. This girl was a top of the notch whore bag.
Dude, the girl I lost mine to, she like pulled out her like nightstand drawer and just flooded with condoms. But I just want to know, like, and if this is you, write in. I'm very curious because when both people don't really know what's going on, it's got to be kind of fun. Kind of just riffing.
Yeah, it's like two babies trying to teach each other how to walk.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone the baby route.
Nothing? I mean, I'm not saying, but honestly, I'm going to start my solo podcast. I mean, two babies trying to teach each other how to walk? That visual is hilarious.
That's really good. I was thinking about Joseph Smith.
No, it is. It's it's factually accurate.
I'm fucking so mad.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything bad. I was going to say it's like two people doing an escape room, but like that's the none of those work. Mine doesn't. Yours does. Applaud button.
Yeah.
Woo, cheer. Standing ovation.
But I hear you.
I'm very curious. It's just like, I don't know.
I'd like to watch it. If it was legal.
I'd be curious.
If it was on ESPN 8, I'd watch.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh, I would. That'd
Have
be fun.
Have you ever had to jerk off into a cup? Like at a doctor's office?
No, never. Have you?
No.
I would need a Gatorade bottle. I come a lot.
I feel
like. Does everyone hate me today?
No. I That's how I feel about myself.
That would be a really good prank, though, if we all just decided one day to just, like, don't laugh at something that...
Yeah, no, Akash did it to me on stage. Oh, yeah.
That would ruin my, like, that would ruin my week for sure.
Yeah.
I was like, we were kidding. Were you? I'll never trust you again.
Oh, I know.
The posing we got at the doctor's office has got to be sad because it's so fucking bright in there.
Have you done it?
No, I'm just wondering, but, like, you walk out, you have a cup full of nut, and some receptionist is like, "I just put it over there, sweetie," and you're like... That's the first thing you hear after you nut.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over there and she's going to put it over there, sweetie, and I'm going to take a sip of it right in front of her.
I think they need two rooms. The room where you nut and then the room where you become a person again. Yeah, you go through your post-nut regret.
A recovery.
You're in there. There's a bunch of fuzzy walls. There's golf playing. There's soothing jazz. And you can just be like, ah.
Yeah, I think.
That's what I want.
You know what I would love in that post-nut regret room? Just a putting green.
Coming and then you're going to putt.
But putting to me is like...
I wouldn't give a shit. I'd miss and be like, close enough. That's a gimme.
No, but it's like, it's so soothing. It allows me to like think about nothing else but that putt.
I want a zero gravity chair with a waterfall in there and some like LED light that emulates like the Northern Lights.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a cigar. And some head.
Yeah. Choose your fighter. What's the best jerk off room?
Here we go. Oh, wow. Dude, all these look horrendous. Not that I couldn't get one off, but all these look like they're on the set of The Office.
Do they clean those after you're done?
They sniff a chair or two.
I assume they put, you know, the paper they put down on the medical chairs. I bet they do that.
So what is it? That's a masturbation room at a fertility clinic with a romantic little lamp.
Dude, why can't I just
what is? Why are lamps horny? It's a small light. Hey, but turn me off.
Why is dimness hot?
That's a great question.
You know why? Because back in the I'm not even gonna say that. So why can't I just bring in my semen?
You can a lot of places. It has
Thank
to be less than an hour
God.
Old.
Yeah.
Less than an hour old? Dude, that's hilarious. If you were just, there's traffic, you're just flying through the 101. I got nut in a cup, get out of my way. You know, people in the back of a car write, they don't write just, I was going to say just pregnant.
Baby
Dude,
on board?
People write just married. I got to make a sketch on that where people are like, you guys fuck. Who gives a shit? They should really write on the back of a car, I just came in a cup.
They should write, I'm going to be divorced in 7 years. Like, people, this marriage thing's hilarious. I'm married. Nobody fucking cares. I'm sick of this. Why do you think we care? Come to my wedding. No. Why do I want to go to your stupid wedding to celebrate your love? It's your love, not mine.
I like this one. Rock
that
salt
That is kind of nice.
Right there.
Rock salt
TV
lamp.
TV's too high for sure.
You ever licked a rock salt lamp?
Nope.
Can't nope.
Say Are you serious?
No.
Nobody in here?
Uh-uh.
That was the first thing I did. I'm like, is it salt or not? Semen analysis appointment. Yeah, dude, that's not good.
I wish you could pay for someone to help you.
Dude, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make my own semen lab in Los Angeles. And, like, if you ever need to donate a nut, I'm going to make the world's best. It's going to be like a break room, but for your dick. Like, you go in there and you just take all your stress out on a fleshlight, and then you drop it off, and then we ship it for you.
Yeah, I'm going to do VR porn. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, this is just a vice thing. That men are apparently using VR porn to jerk off into cups at fertility clinics.
Well, yeah.
Why do they have to just bring your phone in? Fuck's even happening?
That's just so, like, it's just not a, it's just too stale in there. I feel
so
like if you want to donate sperm, it should be after 7 p.m. Like, you're dropping nut off 11 a.m., and then you go, I got to run some errands today, nut in a cup, and go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
Is Trader Joe's good?
Yes.
No. I don't think it is.
It's not
okay.
Good.
I every time I have food there, I go, this tastes AI generated.
Really? I actually love it. Same. They have the best freezer shit of all time.
Okay, freezer shit I like.
Oh, I don't get any.
I'm
I
talking
don't
like,
buy
like a pre-made wrap or something. Or
no,
like
no,
some
no,
lettuce
no, no,
or something.
No, no, no. None of that.
The frozen shit actually.
Frozen shit is unbelievable. The produce is really good.
And what's also crazy? It's correct me if I'm wrong. I'm always wrong. It's all like Trader Joe's made. Food. It's not like it's not like Kroger or the brand of like Lucky Charms. They are so it's a grocery store with their products.
Yeah.
Motherfucker Bonds out here leasing items.
Yeah.
All isn't that like think about how much money they're making.
Yeah, they but just they own change, their own publishing.
No,
that's
but, are,
what, but
aren't,
they just changed the logo a little
aren't
bit.
Aren't they just white labeling shit?
Oh, like maybe. Like, it's just their marketing team makes it.
Yeah,
like
they have another fucking place. They don't have their own cows.
Well, they don't have Cheerios. They have, like, Trader Joe's, which, by record, suck. But, like, they are only selling their own shit.
Yeah.
Do you understand how much fucking money Trader Joe's makes?
Yeah, dumb. Make bigger parking lots, then.
Make bigger parking lots. Make bigger aisles. The aisles are also, like I feel like I have to... just bump and grind just to get some chicken teriyaki bowl.
But sometimes you want to bump and grind because there ain't nothing but hoes in there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Every time I go to the one by my house, I go, where is it?
I'm not going to lie, dude. I haven't been inside a grocery store in, I'm not shitting you, probably 2 years.
What?
I don't go in them. I do not go in them. I use Instacart, not an ad, and I don't go in
Even
them.
Even at home?
Yeah.
Instacart pissed me off because I did it over the weekend in Sacramento. I'm like, hey, man, give me a pack of Celsius. He goes, nah, how about one Celsius? Okay.
Well, yeah.
Because my problem is they don't give a shit. They're not eating it.
They don't give a fuck.
And I love a good apple. I'll feel the fuck out of some Honeycrisp.
And all these are valid. But I would rather get 80% Honeycrisp apples and not have to go to that fucking hellhole.
I agree.
Oh, excuse me. Where's the pasta? Oh, Jesus. I don't fucking know.
I know if I was shopping
Sorry, go.
Yeah, if I'm shopping for somebody else, I don't care.
Oh,
I'm
I don't
like,
give
throw a couple
fuck.
Of these in there. Somebody's like, cantaloupe, and you're like, you want a can of beans? Sure.
Yeah. I want some tomato paste. Really? Here's a tomato. You fucking make it yourself.
Do it. Yeah, they just riff, so... I get that. Maybe that's a move. Maybe
they don't
I should
really,
do that.
They don't really fuck up my order. I mean, definitely, like, if I ask for, like, a organic chicken breast. But they always go, if they don't have it, they go, is this okay as a replacement? They don't throw anything in there.
Yeah.
You just have to be by your phone when they're doing it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's just like, it's like when I order Postmates. It's like, oh yeah, it's so easy. It is, but a lot of times I spend more time looking at the app at what I want to get and tracking them, like 10
correct.
Minutes away, 7 minutes away, when I could have just made something already.
Yeah, that.
But
for
I don't
sure.
mind it because I can multitask.
Yeah, my favorite thing ever to do with those with fucking Postmates or DoorDash, whatever, is when I'm driving back from a spot, I order right when I leave the spot, and by the time I get home, it's like 2 minutes away. Yeah. So I'm like killing two birds with one stone. Did someone kill two birds with one stone at some point? Who the fuck was that?
Can't play an arm.
Nolan Ryan is a pitcher.
Okay.
Goddamn.
Who's the guy that did Star Wars?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Christopher Nolan?
He didn't do Star Wars.
He did Space Jam. What did he do?
Interstellar.
No, he did Batman.
Who did Star Wars?
George Lucas.
Okay. Close name, though. Nolan Ryan. George Lucas. Like, they sound like they would be in the same credit sequence. Yeah.
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 So you thought Nolan Ryan was George Lucas?
No, I just got confused for a second.
What happened with Star Wars? Star Wars used to be incredible. Now it's just like, it's like McDonald's.
It's Disney.
So Disney bought it and then they just make 5 billion of them?
Yeah.
Are they actually making money with the product? I mean, the answer is yes.
Gotta be.
Yes. I mean, because you think Disney's not so much in the business of making movies. They're in the business of making movies that they can also
merch.
Turn into action figures.
Isn't
and
that
theme park
fucking
rides.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That, like, we're dumb and we're like, oh, they're making art. No, they're not.
Yeah,
it's a merch company.
Yeah.
Everything.
Is it? That's fucking crazy. That's crazy. And, like, you think of, like basketball players or baseball players or whatever. Like, these teams are making 30% of their money off their fucking jersey sale. Like, I don't even think about that. And then you look at, like, the top whatever jersey sales, and you're like, oh, they are bagging out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
And, fuck. The fact that I couldn't be 6'8 and be able to dribble a fucking basketball and dunk on someone's face, dude, I would... Think about the feeling. I think I'm doing great, but what I'm saying, think about the feeling.
Yeah, but then you tear your Achilles and
yamming on someone's fucking face and their grandma starts crying.
Well, okay.
No, but do you know what I mean? Just ruining someone's life. It would be so fun.
You can, like, do that today. Like, just go to any, like, middle school. There's, like, 7-foot hoops and just throw it down.
Yeah, but that's not fun. I'm talking about, like, an actual, like, athlete to athlete.
Fun.
It was very fun, for sure. And then you get right to jail. You can't go to elementary school.
Huh.
It's a problem. But think about that. 6'8 athlete, D1. This motherfucker thinks he's going to go to the league, and then you dunk on his life. And then his confidence shatters. 2 years later, he's in fucking in a bus terminal bathroom sucking some businessman off for loose change so he can fucking feed his meth addiction. That's awesome. One dunk makes a man lose his life? I'll never be able to do that. That's so fun. Bam!
But you
motherfucker falls on his back.
You get to do that with, like, crowd work, though. Like, somebody yells something dumb and you're like, bah!
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's not.
Yeah, but I don't want to. I guess that is a good point, because when I apply,
well, they're not
to, like,
fighting
my,
against you is the only other thing.
Right. But okay. Also, I don't want to do that, because when you apply that logic, I don't want to do that. I don't want to make anyone do that. But I'm saying, like, off reality for a second, just to fucking dunk on someone's life.
Yeah, you just want to know that you have, like, the physical, like, at the top of the athletic fucking thing,
yeah,
you're at,
dude,
the very top of that food chain.
I mean, and then someone jumps with you because they think, oh, I'm going to block the dunk. Holy fuck, no, you're not. I swear I'm going to dunk on fucking people in Vermont are going to feel it. Your girlfriend's going to break up with you in the stands. Uh-uh. That's insane. I'm going to dunk on you so fucking hard, your girlfriend's going to DM me on Tuesday and be like, where are you at?
Oh, halftime, halftime, head time.
Halftime? Yes!
Head.
Dude, if I'm in college, like, playing for Duke, and we're like 30-0, and I go back in and I just scored, I just scored 21 points in one half, and I just dunked on someone's life. If I go into fucking halftime and the coach doesn't have me head on a fucking platter, I'm pissed. Give me a fucking sandwich and some head. I just scored 21
points.
Little al dente
head, yeah. I do think being a college athlete,
dude,
star is gotta be
wild.
So cool. Because it's like, if you think about, if you play for the Lakers, Los Angeles is so big, but, like, think about, a condensed city is essentially a college. Brain firing. But a college campus is just like a condensed city where everybody, for the most part, in that campus area either knows if you're a star, a stud.
Or
you wear the fucking the clothes.
And
like
you can
dude,
be.
You walk into a class and the professor's like, oh, great game. Whatever you need, sir.
Yeah. First of all, it's funny that you think they go to school. They don't go to school. Star athlete? You think Zion Williamson went to... There's no way.
Well, they kind of have to, right? Like, wasn't that that whole... What's the...
I don't know how it works.
Last
I
mean, Chance U? That
yeah, but Last Chance U, they are not good. If you were a top two fucking D1 college athlete, you ain't going to fucking French class. You're dunking and getting your ass eaten.
Well, I think when you're like...
at their fucking dorm.
When you're a freshman or a sophomore, when you're like starting to get that traction, you're still in it. Yank you out. But like when you're starting to get some traction...
Oh, yeah.
You have a game. Hear me out. If you have a good game on Saturday, you're playing some NCAA, some foosball, I'm going to every class. Every class is an opportunity for hoes.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
You want to sit in my fucking dorm room? And watch
You're
tape.
Right.
No, I want to walk into class and be like, sorry, I'm late. Oh my God. Trevor Wallace, the field goal kicker's here? The guy who won us the game against the University of Hawaii?
You could have been any position.
Bro, but like if you win the game, field goal, dude, those guys don't get enough love. Because think about it, they're down two, just 1 second on the clock. You're on the 52-yard line and you boot that bitch through. The whole game is scrapped because nobody gives a shit about everybody else. You're the guy that won it.
You know what's crazy though? The inverse.
If you miss,
you've been sitting on the fucking sidelines, jerking your cock, and then someone goes, Stevenson! And you're like, what?
Dude, watching a kicker warm up is so terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just kicking into the net. Oh, yeah.
I would whiff. I mean, dude, you have 61 yards to win the game. Everyone in the stands is like, we're either going to suck you off or we're going to kill your entire family.
Oh, my God, that's going to
be terrifying. Go ahead and make this.
Oh my God, that's gotta be terrifying.
Dude, I'm nervous thinking about it.
That's how my baseball career ended.
Keep going.
What?
Keep going.
Yeah. Field goal?
Keep going.
I made the Evans Park Little League All-Star team.
How old are you?
11, maybe. This was like my last year playing baseball.
What were you wearing?
Baseball uniform. I was a first baseman. I was really good for an 11-year-old. But I was the worst kid on the All-Star team, if that makes sense. I was the best kid on my team, worst kid on the All-Star team.
Okay.
There was a rule where every kid had to get one at bat before their team was eliminated from the tournament.
Okay.
And it just happened to be that, because I was the last guy on the bench, that mathematically we were about to be eliminated, and so they had to give me the next at bat.
Fuck.
So I come up, two outs. I think we're down by one. I've got two runners on. My first at bat of the tournament. Everyone's counting on me to keep the season alive. And I didn't strike out, at least. I grounded out, but like...
All right, well, that's way better.
That's not bad.
I
thought it was like
better.
Bases loaded, ninth inning. You guys are down by three, and you're up, and then you just, with two outs. And
I mean, it was. I literally, my ground out
bases
ended.
Bases loaded?
Not bases loaded, but it was like two on. There was enough. If I would have just got the guy on second home, then we would have at least tied the game. Like,
dude,
it was
on crazy?
Me, and I didn't.
You ground out, and you look at the umpire, and you go, great. I guess I'm turning into heroin now. That's got to be terrifying.
It is.
Holy shit.
It is. A kicker? Dude, that has got to be... Because you're not doing dick fuck the entire game.
No.
You're literally playing Fruit Ninja on your fucking phone.
Yeah, you're doing DoorDash deliveries.
Because you're not going to make it. Dude, are you kidding me? And then someone goes, Blaustein, you're in. I wouldn't go in.
You're in. Pass.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. That's got to be terrifying.
I wouldn't go in. I'm not going to go in.
And sometimes it's out of your control.
I know.
When the announcer's like, this is a 57-yard kick. This will be a school record. He's like, what?
Yeah. The longest kick Blaustein made was 19 yards.
Yeah. And then they throw you in there and be like, this will be a record. Yeah, his longest was, you know, on the 41. And you're like, oh, great. We got a guy with a Hail Mary arm who can beam one down.
Yeah.
Or a guy with a good calf. That's got to be so terrible.
So terrible. I mean, I'm faking a seizure. I really am. I don't, because here's the
thing.
If you fake a seizure, then you got to go to the hospital, whatever, and then you don't have to do it, right? Everyone's freaking out. Oh my God, I hope he's okay. No one, everyone's going to forget that I didn't kick it. I didn't kick it. How the fuck? Oh, you didn't kick it? Bitch, I had a seizure. What the fuck? My bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm having a gun in my back pocket. And if I miss it, I'm pointing at everybody in the stands at first.
Okay.
Just to scare, and then I point it on myself because I'm a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Or how about this? Or you fake a seizure.
Yeah, that works too.
You know what I mean? I think that works
better.
What
are you? Man.
I'm not doing it. I swear to God, I'm not doing it.
But you see guys like miss a kick a good amount and they just put their head down and the whole team is just thinking it. You got to that walk back. Dude. It's like when you get a gutter in bowling and you got that sad ass walk back to the group. Why does that walk feel so long?
I don't know, but it's so long. It's like 58 yards.
Oh, my God. When you get a gutter ball again, but when you get a strike, that walk back is so nice. Buddy. You play it all casual. You're like, shit. Is that good? I knock him all down.
It's what I do.
Fuck.
But that's why I always tell everybody, do not bring the first date to bowling. I mean, if you bring a date to bowling, you go first gutter ball, you're not getting any pussy. I mean, dry Sahara Desert eating sand cooter. I mean, there is no wetness. She's like, oh, cool, gutter ball? You think this guy's going to protect me in the wild? No.
Well, yeah, he's wearing a size 7.5 shoe.
That's also true.
Yeah, the size. I think.
I always lie. I always lie.
I round up,
but then I'm always slip sliding in my shoe.
Oh, yeah, dude. You can put my wallet in the front of my shoe. I think that's a good. I also think it's a good date to find out if you got some good riffs, some funny.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Gutter balls are great, you know?
Yeah. If you don't take it seriously, and then I hear it. It can be good or bad, but I'm telling you, the first one, you got to knock down some pins. And then, you can be whatever. First one where she barely knows you, and you throw a fucking whiff, and your ball goes into someone else's shit. Dude, you ever see someone who releases it too early, and it lands on not the lane?
Oh, yeah.
That sound is nutso. Fuck.
God damn.
Yeah. What do you think the best...
God damn.
Like, the best date spot to bring a girl? Not like a bar, not like regular. Like, best, like, unique date spot.
I think it's definitely some good banter, some room for, like, error, aka, like, some jokes, some riff. I think it's, like... Some activity with your hands.
Yeah, I thought about this before. I think it's an activity where you can team up. You know how fun it is? You know, it's the beer pong effect where you're like, oh, we're on the team, so you win, then I win. Oh my God, great shot,
beer
whatever.
Pong with a girl you thought was hot?
Fuck.
You make a cup and you're like, all right, so how many kids did you want to have?
Yeah. I mean, dude, you were a team. And then she's good and you're good and you
keep winning.
And you keep winning. And you go, let me tell you.
I would pay my buddy. I would rig games.
That is a great idea.
I would Pete Rose this bitch. And I would be like, listen, miss everything. We need to play together.
Oh, yeah, miss everything. Also have a gun in my pocket. Miss everything or I'll fucking kill you. I mean, I've been wanting fucking Shelly for 2 semesters.
Are women still named Shelly?
No. No, only crabs. That's it.
Wow.
That's crazy. Beer pong.
What do you think is the worst date to bring a girl on?
Gun range?
I think like a break room. You just go in there and you
maybe
break
your
a bunch
ex-girlfriend's
of-
house. That's probably the best. That's probably the worst.
I brought you to a restaurant. Yeah, my ex works here. Fight for me.
Oh. You ever had to like deal with someone else's ex? Like in like that type of situation? Like where you know, you're like walking along and they're like, oh, hey, oh my God, fucking Tim.
No, but I've definitely been like with a girl or on somebody and like we're out in West Side, Santa Monica or something. And some guy would be like, let's call it Veronica for some. Veronica! And like, oh, hey, what are you? My immediate instinct is shoot this man. Who is this guy?
Who the fuck is this?
Very quickly after, I wait for the, and there's like, what? Well, we went on like, I don't know. We went on like one day. Oh!
Yeah.
You know other people, but then that contradicts my theory earlier. I wish a couple dudes recognized
her. Yeah, a lot. I wish that a couple dudes would recognize her.
What is
but
that?
But not recognize her.
Right, right, right.
Like, I want to know that like she couple, would get recognized,
yeah.
But that they don't recognize
like,
her.
Like, here's my dream scenario. Dude walks up, daps me up, and he goes, yo, you're welcome. I go, what do you mean? I taught her a few things.
Yeah. Hey. She got a professional cooter because of me. What does that mean?
Yeah.
And he disappears.
What about you?
What do you mean?
With exes and whatnot. Obviously I'm kidding about the whole like,
yeah.
When another guy comes up, but it is like, it's so hard.
I'm not at all. Happened to me recently. We're at this fucking bar seeing one of her friends do music. Cool. I know the guy. He's super cool. We're there. He finished the set. We're leaving.
Oh, music guy knows her?
No. But the music, hold on. The music guy knows
Triangle
her.
Triangle player?
No, he's actually very talented, but he's super nice. He's cool as fuck. I like him a lot. The musician, right? But so since she knows the musician, she knows other people there, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So this dude they're saying bye. This motherfucker hugs her too long. Hey, you get a hug, it's a hug, and we're done. You got 1 to 1.5 second squeeze. Bitch, you go 3 second squeeze? Yeah. What, did she lose her father? Bitch.
Get your hand off her ass now.
Yeah. Finger in front of me? No, dude. It was too embracing. It was too embracing.
What did he play in the band?
Oh, he wasn't in the band. He was just a dude. Just a loose dude.
And they went on a date before?
I didn't ask. What? And now I want to call her. What if I called her on the podcast?
But they just knew each other?
Yep.
Okay.
Just knew each other.
How long?
Who
how
is
long?
This?
Shake my hand.
My boy.
It was.
Hug me. I'll show. No. I'll hug you.
Well, for camera optics.
Oh right, for camera. All right. This is. Oh my God.
This is the ready? Hug. That's not too bad.
Well, but it's
too
also
long.
About how like.
What it is?
The disengagement is also important. Because when it's one of those like uncomfortable, it's also like you're kind of like don't want to let go, and you're kind of, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but here
tracing as
here's the here's the best way I can describe it. It wasn't a hug. It was an embrace. Mm. You feel me? It was an embrace.
Did he say anything after? Like, damn, you smell nice.
Yeah, he licked. No, I didn't hear.
Did you say anything?
I'm actually
after?
Worked up. I need to call her.
Did you say anything?
No. And I right now, I remember I didn't call her. Didn't say anything in the moment.
How did they know each other? Just through mutual?
They fucked. I literally don't know. I didn't ask.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Here's the thing. Bottom line is, obviously, it's fucking fine, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, but I guess my overall question is, obviously I'm over-exaggerating, or overreacting, I guess, because probably nothing happened, or maybe something. Okay, so, but an embrace.
Good.
But an embrace. How long can you hug someone else in front of your boyfriend or girlfriend with it being okay?
Until you're hard. Here's what my problem is. Here's what I'm doing. I don't give a shit about the guy. I'm looking at my girlfriend. I'm looking at her. I'm looking for any facial, you know, if she's too giddy. Big smile, what's happening? Or is she just doing the classic, like, if she's patting him on the back, like, good to see you. I know that the hand pat is like, okay, you're done. Ha ha, get out.
Yep.
If she starts smelling his hair, problem.
Joe Biden. It was an embrace, dog. It was a fucking embrace.
But also think about that. Think about somebody, you don't know the chemistry. You know, maybe they went to college together, or maybe they haven't seen each other in a couple of years. Like, one of those hugs.
It was that. If I had to guess, it was just that. They haven't seen each other in a while, whatever, hug, blah. But here's the problem. I'll tell you the problem. And it's all me. It's got nothing to do with her. Yeah. It's all my insecurities.
Of course.
Ask me, was he hot? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, an embrace, and you're hot.
Do you have a photo of this man?
I do not. He had really cool style too.
Ugh, the worst.
I know, the fucking worst. Yeah. I bet you he smelled good. He wasn't jack, but like enough jack where I'm like, hey yo, maybe you got a better body than me underneath. I don't know. You're wearing a baggy shirt, but
thought about this.
Oh, I did. I thought of it, dude. Yeah.
Was he tall?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Not obnoxiously tall. Like 6'2", perfect.
Yeah,
they exist. Big hands. Saw it.
And they have zero chemistry outside. They're just friends. That they ever going to date?
I've never met the guy. But I don't know.
Well, obviously you, but not her. Her and him. Have they been on a date? Or
what
is
saying is he doesn't know any of this. He didn't ask her about this at all.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I am not the type of person I'm not the type of person who doesn't ask.
Stroke.
For real. But we were like, we were just leaving. I was with her sister. Like, I didn't want to make it a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wouldn't be a thing. She would explain to me what it is. It's nothing, and it's fine.
Yeah, I also feel like maybe you could have given him a hug and it'd be the same thing. That's just how some people are.
Dude, for real.
Some people give long-ass hugs. I'm like, get off me.
Dude, there's people that I don't really know that give me long hugs.
There's like a few people that come to my mind. They like give like really hard hugs. Stop.
Hard hugs and like...
Hard hugs, hard handshakes. I'm a beta male. Get off me.
Yeah. Hard handshakes is crazy.
Give me a hard handshake somewhere else. Cock.
Yeah. I'm not a fucking Navy SEAL. What are we doing here? I'm not going to... You know, we're not like about
in
to
reality,
go to
I wouldn't. I think you would do more damage bringing it up to her.
I'm going
to
bring it up.
Okay. Well, all right. There you go.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't... It obviously... Like, I'm talking about... It obviously, like, bothered me on some...
Of course,
like,
yeah.
You know, so I need... You know, whatever. Here's the thing. She's going to be like, oh, you mean Brian?
Yeah, he's literally gay.
Literally gay. Pride month, pride year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Isn't he hugged and leaned in and said, your boyfriend's kind of hot. Let me get that blouse and I beat down.
I'd beat.
Yeah.
Voluptuous butt. I have no idea.
But imagine if I hadn't seen you in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Hug real tight.
Oh,
and
real
the
tight.
The problem is if he starts, the facial expressions are weird. Or he does a couple like, we should catch up sometime. Ketchup.
Ketchup? What are you talking about? A condiment? He wore a cool beanie. That's my like.
But in June?
No, but a nice rolled beanie is tasteful.
Mm. That's the least of your worries. He was rolling something else up, a condom. He beat. I will say I have been to like a. I have been to a comedy club or like a club with a girl that I was like dating or seeing, and if anybody's like, "Yo," I'm like,
"Oh, I know."
Because it's not often you or I go out and a girl's like, Michael, it's so good to see you.
Never. It never happens to me.
Never. And when it happens, I'm with my like dad. I'm like, he's not fucking jealous.
Yeah.
Maybe he is. I don't know. I don't even know if he can get it up still.
Hold on.
He can.
Whatever.
He takes artificial boner pills.
Does he? Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Say it.
Blue didn't do it.
What are we doing now?
It's time to do a sock talk.
It's a podcast?
Yeah, it's a podcast. We got a sock talk.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. This is a good question, but I also just, we got to give a shout out to Brady who sent this in today. Because this is like real commitment, right? Not Tom Brady. No, he didn't DM the podcast. This is a
Brady.
Different Brady. Brady, first of all, sent us one DM in September of 2021 with a sock talk question.
Yeah.
And we just never saw it, never got into it. It's pretty good. And then he just never DM'd again until this Sunday.
Yeah.
He messages us again and he says, I'm coming back 3 years later with an objectively way more interesting sock talk question for the guys.
Fuck yeah.
So I just like that he's just been in the gym crafting a question.
Cooking.
Yeah.
And so,
that's life.
Yeah.
So, if your first at bat sucks, how's that round two? Blue Chew.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Brady wants to know, would you masturbate to completion in front of your mother to add 5 years to her life?
Yeah. I would do it for nothing. So
what are you realistically doing?
Well, let's put a stipulation on this. You would do it. It's not that it will add 5 years from that date. It's like you do it today, and then 5 years get tacked on from the wherever she would end her life.
Yeah,
100%. Does that make sense?
Like 100%.
I'd ask my mom first.
Yeah.
Would you want to? Because do they know how long they're going to live? Because my mom's like 110. She's like, call it.
Right.
I'm good.
Oh, I see. Maybe she doesn't even want the
extra
5 years. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you look at a 7-year-old, you're like, do you want any more of this? Like, I'm kind of good. I'm good.
I mean, dude, I'm telling you, 81, goodbye. Good riddance. Wake up again? Oh, I'm hungry.
No, I think that's...
I
think that's when life begins.
Nah.
When you're retired, you move into a retirement home.
Yeah.
Bro, it's like college all over again. Dude, everybody's got chlamydia. You're getting pudding funneled in your
hose,
ass. That's what I'm saying.
My wife, R.I.P. Even if she isn't, I'm pushing that bitch down the stairs. I'm trying to get some fucking loose cooter.
God, I think that's when life begins.
Yeah.
I think each 10 years... Each your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, there's a new excitement. And it gets weirder each, like 50, you're excited because you get to like, I don't know, maybe leave the family. You get a Miata, you get the spice. I think 60, you start to retire and you don't give a shit. Your dad does not give a shit.
Give a fuck.
He has a jerk off schedule, Michael.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound kind of nice?
Yes.
Like now we're the like, I have a posting on TikTok schedule. This man is blowing his cocks back out at 3 p.m.
Dude, the fact that my dad doesn't do like heroin regularly is insane.
Yeah,
what do you got to live for? Like, I'm serious. Like, what do you got to worry about? Your fucking, you know what I mean? Your condo expenses?
Yeah.
Do lines of heroin and go to CVS.
When I think I'm too old and when I might like, you know, give me the option to pull it or not, is when I start walking around with my mouth permanently open. That's like the age.
Yeah. When you collecting fruit flies?
Yeah. Where you just never, your garage door stops. You just.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Because right now, closed.
Yeah.
Closed.
I think your jaw just gets tired.
I mean, it's been holding something for like 75 years. It's like, I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I don't know. Like when you just start being in like pain all the time, then I'm just.
Yeah, or you just Viking on up. Take a couple Viking Ikes.
Yeah, but then you take a Viking Ikes, you get in your fucking puke, you run over a family. You know what I mean? You don't want that.
Do you have to be above 73 to drive a Buick?
You have to be. I think I said this before, but like these Buick commercials, these new ones are so funny. They're like, hey, remember when Buicks used to suck dick? Now they look better, I swear. Because the whole thing is, hold on. That's not a Buick. You're just saying that they used to fucking suck dick, and now they sort of look better.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Buick's a pretty sick name.
Buick?
Or Pontiac.
Pontiac. Dude, Pontiac's done. Dude, my friend's dad used to have a Pontiac Firebird.
Oh yeah, my dad's a Firebird too.
With a T-top?
Oh yeah.
Dude, you cannot have a T-top if you have custody of your kids.
From the T-top you to have, getting top.
Yes, but you have to be divorced. Your kids have to hate
you. Yeah, yeah,
and you have to be in debt a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, dude, if you're driving a convertible as a dad, I mean, it is.
It's over.
The top is gone, and so are you. You're about to leave soon.
Soon.
Like, if your husband comes home with a convertible, you go, well, what's going on with us?
Yeah. And he goes, I just lost it all at a casino. Isn't that crazy? That you can go to a casino, and your entire life can change?
Yeah, good or bad.
Mostly bad.
Yeah.
Mostly bad.
Because even when you're up, you're like, let's keep risking it.
Correct.
What's funny is you can't double down and lose again. Like
no.
Like when you win, you can be like, oh, I'm going to keep riding this high. You can't lose and be like, man, let's keep losing more. Well, you can.
They do. But that's how you end up losing your fucking mortgage.
Right, but once you hit bankrupt, you're like, can I gamble for the Fruit of the Loom boxes I'm wearing?
Is it insane that you can like lose all your money and a mortgage or a home is crazy.
What do people put on like when they go to the casino, can they be like, I would like to bet my left shoe?
No. But I don't like.
Here's my daughter. What? Hold on.
I hear what you're saying. Like, what is the lowest form? Like,
well, like, yeah, like, because you're like, oh, you know, people always say, like, pink slip or the mortgage to my home. Like, can you walk in there and be like, I got a kiwi?
I don't think so. I think, you know what you could do, though? Like, how do you be like, this is the mortgage to my, or, you know, this is my home? How do you do that?
Key.
Just a key.
You know what would be funny if they combine Pawn Stars with gambling? So you walk into a place and you're like, I evaluate this Jimi Hendrix guitar for $10,000, right? I would like to bet for it, right? And the guy goes, all right, we'll either give you $7,000 for it right now or we play a game of roulette. If you win, you get double the money.
That's really good. But what if maybe this does exist? Maybe you can walk into a pawn shop that's in the casino and instead of them handing you money, they hand you chips and then you go gamble.
Well, money and chips are the same thing.
Is it?
Yeah. I always feel so weird tipping a waitress when at the casino with chips.
It is weird. It seems disrespectful.
Here's plastic.
It seems pretty disrespectful. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think we gotta wrap this episode up.
Yeah. It's we just have a secret talk to do and then we're done with this one.
Great.
This is an anonymous submission. Someone wrote in and said, I had a dream that I kissed a guy. Should I
and
text
I liked
him
it.
In real life?
Is this from
a lady wrote this in and said I had a dream that I kissed a guy that she knows in real life. Should I text him?
It really depends how close they are.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of like missing information.
Yeah, if a random girl who was like I didn't talk to in a while, like was like, yeah, I had a dream like where I kissed you. I'd be like,
yeah, guy that works at like Cricket Wireless that saw one time.
And,
like,
what's a repertoire?
Yeah,
it could come off a little strong, heavy at first. Maybe I'd flirt. A little, or like put some feelers out there, respond to an Instagram story, comment on a thing. And then, like, if it feels like the vibe's right, be like, hey, I actually texted you this because, like, it's gonna sound weird, but I had a dream that we were kissed. But I think if you open with that, I don't know, guys are horny. He probably wouldn't care. He'd be like, all right, well, do you want to make that dream a reality?
Dude, I remember that would want to be used to be one of my favorite texts from girls I haven't spoke to in a while. Like, this sounds so weird, but I actually just had a dream about you. Because it's not a Candyland dream. Your dream is that I piped you down at a fucking water park and they couldn't decipher between the water and your fucking cum.
Yeah, that's a text I would like to get. But it's weird when you get a text from somebody you haven't talked to in a couple of years. I had a dream about you last night. Like, okay. I was dreaming about pigeons with guns last night. I would feel it out first and then throw it in there. Because then if you feel it out and the vibes aren't there, then you don't embarrass yourself. But if it feels a little sexual, then you can be like, wow.
Are they picking up the gun with their talons?
No, it's like a mechanical thing. They're just in.
It'll be awesome.
They're built in.
One eye has like a Spy Kids glass, and then instead of wings, it has guns.
It was in my head was that it swallowed a gun. So the barrel of the gun's out of his mouth. So anytime he goes,
that would be cool.
Shoots it every time he moves his
foot. That's the security I want to have in my house. It's a pigeon with a gun.
And at a Target.
Yeah.
Dude,
up at Target.
Dude, to tell a girl to give you some pigeons is crazy because they're fucking,
They put a lot of arch in that. Ah! When they, like, wind up, they, like, hawk two into it.
God.
All right.
All right, that's a podcast.
That's a podcast.
That
we did.
Is a P-O-D-C-S-T.
Guys, we love you. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blouse on a tour. Till next Wednesday, hawk two, I got a big old dick.
Nope.
I got a big old dick.
Yep.